So great to be learning together, Sharei Raz, Tshuva of the Week. This is an important topic, and that is home businesses, home food businesses, do they need a hashgacha? So this is an important topic. So at least amongst the Ashkenazim, there is an enactment that was made by the Vad Arba Aratzot. The Vad Arba Aratzot was the rabbinic slash lay leadership of the Jewish communities in Lithuania, Poland, literally it was the Council of the Four Lands. This is a major organization. And they made takanot, they made enactments for the community, which are respected. And they issued a takana. This was cited by the Darkei Tshuva, very important source on Yoredeya. Very, very important when it comes to kashrut. And the Darkei Tshuva quotes this without anybody disagreeing with it, saying as follows, that once somebody is selling food, they need a hashgacha, meaning that a person can be completely believed, and you can eat at their house Shabbat any time. They tell you the food is fine, you can rely on it. But once they're making it for profit, once it's a business, then you cannot eat it unless there is supervision. That was a takana. And the Darkei Tshuva. Now it's interesting. Four major rabbanim here in the United States. Rav First was one of them. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is another one. Rav Shlomo Miller and Rav Forsheimer. Four major rabbanim here in the United States. All announced this again, issued a pronouncement, a kol kore, they call it, in September of 2022, in the wake of COVID, a lot of home businesses. It's reaffirming this. You cannot have a home business, the kashrut, without hashgacha. You must have hashgacha. Once you're selling it, that's it. In other words, you can trust somebody. With kashrut, as long as they're observant, they observe, you can believe them. But once you're selling it, you already know geba davar, then already you have a vested interest, and you're no longer unbiased, and that already there needs to be supervision. And this was reaffirmed by the Chicago rabbinate. All the Chicago rabbinate. It was very impressive to see. You can go on the Chicago Rabbinical Council website to read this announcement, and it's signed by the Sephardic rabbinim there as well, including one who visited Sharei Ora when Rav Amar visited us in August of 2017. Rabbi Raka. Rabbi Raka is a Talmid of Rav Avadja. He's an important Talmid of Rav Avadja. He signed it as well. There's two other Sephardic rabbinim that signed this document as well. A lot of rabbinim, the whole gamut of the Chicago community, the Hasidim, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, modern Orthodox, Charedi, everybody signed on this document. It's beautiful to see the unity of the rabbinim, and that should be implemented nationwide. Now, if you want to see how it's implemented, there's a very interesting video series I recommend. It's called "Let's Talk Kashrut." And they have a video, episode 17, 1 through 3, three sub-episodes, three parts, in which they discuss the problems. If you well-meaning people that don't have supervision, even though they're observant problems, give one example. Somebody made, one proprietor made milk bread. It was marketing milk bread. He said it was dairy. But the halakha is you're not allowed to make milk bread. You may confuse have it with meat. So this is one example, one of many examples in that episode. Take a look, and also in the episode they talk about, well, how the rabbanim make it easy for its implementation. I just have two reservations about this. Reservation number one is that they should be respecting zoning laws. The halakha requires us to follow dina malchuta, the laws of the land. That's in Shulchan Aruch. You can just ignore the laws of the land. So that's number one. Number two is that it cannot be unfair competition to the larger stores, and because they're doing it at home, they can make it for a lower cost if they're making it at home. That's not that seems to be a little unfair to the people and to people that are making in a store. So that has to be dealt with. It's called hasagat gevul. It's also dealt about in Shulchan Aruch Siman Ochosh Mishpat Siman Kuf Nun Vav. So these things need to be borne in mind. But bottom line is that even home-based businesses, even if it's run by the most observant person you can imagine, still requires hashgacha. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha and briyut.
Amen.